impersonated by surgeons, people who use their hands almost on a daily basis to cure people and make them better.
It's a miracle.
It really is. It really is. Joining us right now is one of the foremost heart surgeons ever. Dr. Stuart Jameson joins us. The name of his book, Close to the Sun, The Journey of a Pioneer Heart Surgeon, is with us. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
And Paul here as well. Doctor, fascinating book. What made you, and this always fascinates me, what made you want to follow the path that you did? What was the moment or about the time of your life where you said, for lack of a better term, I want to cut people open and help save their lives?
Well, no, that's an interesting question. But ever since I was a young child, my earliest memories was I wanted to be a surgeon. And I'm not sure why that was exactly. It just fascinated me that you could make people better. You could cure what was ailing them, fixing their bones or cut out a cancer. And when I was a very young child, I used to operate on grapes. I mean, I was 5, 6, or 7. Operate on grapes and take out their little pits and then sew up the grapes again.
Wow. And whoa. That's fabulous.
Well, you knew what you wanted to do then, huh?
Yeah, I knew what I wanted to do. And then I went to medical school in England. I was born in Africa and Zimbabwe. But I went to medical school in London. And it became very quickly obvious to me that the rapidly advancing, most exciting field in surgery was firstly heart surgery and secondly transplantation. Both of these, I mean, in 1966 when I went to medical school, they had only been heart surgery done for 10 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. So it was a very new field. And
yeah.
Everything was exciting and the tremendous future. And then around exactly that same time, the first heart transplant was done. And so I was pretty much set on trying to do heart surgery, mm-hmm, and transplantation. It was the newest exciting field.
Do you... I'm sorry, Brad. Go ahead.
You know, doctor, just listening to you, I just want to read you something, and I just wonder who wrote it. They talk about you as the author of Close to the Sun, and they write, taught, elegantly written, and ever attentive to the patients for whom he was last best chance. The last best chance. Close to the Sun is an adventurous, riveting account based on the experience of over 40,000 heart surgeries, where everyone was on the line every moment. What a great introduction.
You actually participated in 40,000 surgeries, huh?
I did. You know, I don't operate like that anymore, but when I was in my 30s and 40s, I did 7 open heart surgeries a day, 7 days a week.
Wait, but hold it, doctor. I want to say this. You did 7 open heart surgeries a day for 7 days a week.
Yeah, so I had 2 problems doing that. Firstly, I needed 3 operating rooms and 3 different teams. And I'd start in one operating room, and then getting towards the end, my team would be starting in the other room, and we would just go around that way. And the other problem was to get people to work on Sundays because they had other plans. So it was made easy for me by having really, really great people that I worked with all my life.
You know, doctor, and I've talked to surgeons before, not of your acclaim, but I've talked to surgeons. And surgeons who've done high-volume operations like you have, and the guest, by the way, is Dr. Stuart Jameson, the name of the book, Close to the Sun, The Journey of a Pioneer Heart Surgeon. You know, doctor, and I've talked to surgeons who say you have to, in a way, divorce yourself at the moment from worry and thinking about the person and who is this person, and I'm taking a great risk here. And you almost, this is what other surgeons have told me, it has to become disciplined and assembly line almost to be successful and to do these high-volume surgeries. Was that your approach on it? Was there a point where you just have to just bang, bang, just bang them out like that? I find that fascinating.
Well, a couple of very interesting points. Firstly, the doctor's relationship with the patients. I never lost touch with the patients. To me, the most exciting thing was getting to know the patients, getting to know their families, see them sick and then get better. That personal touch, I could not have worked that hard without the satisfaction I got from that personal touch. So nobody was ever a number. Nobody was ever an operation. Mm-hmm. People are still fascinated that I remember people from 30 years ago. So I never got lost in this sort of high-volume production thing. And that's very important if you want to be a good doctor, I think, because we tend nowadays with modern technology, high-tech, to lose sight of the doctor-patient relationship, which is so very important. The other important thing that you mentioned, which I describe in the book, actually, I was a resident in London, and I'd been doing open-heart surgery already. I was a little precocious. I had a boss who was very kind, took me under his wing. But he was always around whenever I did surgery. So if there were any problems, I could send for him. Well, one day, he went away on vacation for a week, and I was alone to do the surgeries that were on the schedule.
Yeah.
They were relatively simple surgeries, insofar as heart surgery is relatively simple. But one day, a young mother brought her little baby to me, and she insisted on bringing the baby herself to the door of the operating room, and wouldn't let go of the baby until she'd spoken to me. And I assured her everything would be fine. The nurse came. They took the baby away, put her to sleep. During the surgery, I put in some stitches, and they tore out. And I put some more in, and they tore out even more.
Oh.
And this young woman's face filled my mind. The thought of having to go out and tell her that I killed her baby. And I was paralyzed. And I put my finger on the bleeding, which stopped it, and I sent for help. And the only person who was available was my boss's competitor, another senior surgeon. And he came in, he pushed me aside, he asked for a suture, put the stitch in, the bleeding stopped, and he walked out.
Yeah.
And that made such a huge impression on me. Because, of course, I could have done that as well or better than he had, but the psychological aspect took over. And I promised myself that I would never, ever let my emotions get in the way of my surgery again. And they never did. And since that time, I've operated on famous people from all over the world where an adverse outcome would have been international news. And since that time, I realized I could take care of anything as well as anybody else, and I began to find it fun and relaxing.
The name of the book, once again, Close to the Sun, The Journey of a Pioneer Heart Surgeon. We're talking to Dr. Stuart Jameson. Doctor, do you remember, or if you can, talk to me about, you know, you had gone through medical school and you were on your, let's say, your first procedure. You say you remember so many of them. What was it like the first time that you actually took a scalpel to a living, breathing human being that you knew you were, that you had to save? What do you remember what that was like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept a record of every case I did until I got to about 10,000, and I didn't have the time anymore to keep putting them down. But, no, I remember that very well, and actually that was before I started in heart surgery. And it was one night, and it was an appendectomy on a young man. And You know, you're part of a team. You're not alone there.
Sure,
you're part of a team.
People don't realize
you. You're the leader of the team. And so it's very important to remember that everybody in the room, no matter how old or experienced they are, takes their lead from you. And so, you know, being part of an effective surgical operation is also being part of a good leader. And that's very important.
Well, Doctor, we thank you for the time. I wish you good luck with the book. We could speak for hours.
All day and all night.
I plan to go out and get it or get the audio version. The name of the book, folks, go out and get it. Close to the Sun, the Journey of a Pioneer Heart Surgeon, speaking to one of the true greats in the cardiac surgery field, Dr. Stuart Jameson. Doctor, thank you. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Brad and Paul. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Doctor. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.